Kathy Lee Gifford writes in her newest book, "I've lived a very weird life, and while I'm not ashamed of it, I am sometimes embarrassed by the painful publicness of it." For 15 years, she co-hosted Live with Regis and Kathy Lee before leaving the show in 2000, and then she returned to television last year as the co-host of the fourth hour of NBC's The Today Show. In addition to television, she's produced musicals, she's written screenplays, and 8 books, the latest being Just When I Thought I Dropped My Last Egg, Life and Other Calamities. It's published by Ballantine. I'm very pleased to welcome Kathy Lee Gifford to the show today. Hello.
Hello, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me. My husband sends his regards. We had a great interview with you recently.
We had a wonderful conversation. Didn't last week mark your one-year anniversary on the Today Show?
Yeah, miracles still happen in this world, Leonard. I don't know if you've heard. They still happen.
Did you worry about going back to live TV after having been away for 8 years?
I didn't worry about it so much as I wasn't interested in it. I think I felt so blessed that I had had 15 unbelievable years in television with Regis. And I just couldn't imagine that anything could equal it or better it. So when the executives at NBC came to me and asked me to come back and join, I mean, an incredible, iconic group of people there at the Today Show, while you're flattered, you also say to yourself, but I've done that. And so the great thing about the NBC people is I convinced them that what it would take to bring me back would be to bring my love of theater and somehow introduce it to television, two different mediums, but one needing the other, in my mind, desperately.
Well, you start off the book by pointing out that you're 55 years old now. Is ageism a problem on television?
Not at NBC. I'm very happy to report. I mean,
people used to complain that,
right.
Especially news anchors, after they reach a certain age and they had to make their hair blonde when it wasn't really blonde anymore.
But I've been doing that for years, so that wasn't an issue. I didn't have to change anything, Leonard. I just had to show up. You know, and everybody teases me over there that I'm the oldest person at the Today Show, except for, sorry, Leonard, a little Freudian slip there, except for Willard
Scott. I am older than you, Kathleen.
You're not coloring your hair, though.
No.
But Willard Scott is a bit older than I am.
And he doesn't have any hair, so
he doesn't
can't tell
have
anyway.
Any hair. That's exactly right.
Do you remember your first break in television? Maybe we should play a little clip.
Oh, dear.
Let's play a singer tune, and now let's listen to the lovely Kathy Lee Johnson.
Now, why did you say la, 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 la instead of great good vibrations?
That was 1977, and if I had sung Good Vibrations, it would have been, it was a game show, and somebody had to guess Good Vibrations.
Oh.
I was the la, la lady on Name That Tune, and it was the big break I had been hoping for, and it was the beginning of everything else, you know?
Do you feel you keep on having new chapters in your life? Because now you have the Today Show, you had those other things. You've written 8 books. Did turning another corner lead you to think about writing another book?
I've been so blessed. My daddy years ago said to me, and he was a jazz saxophonist, also sold the Washington Post door to door, and was also a life insurance executive, but the wisest man I've ever known, Leonard. And he used to say to me, honey, find something you love to do, and then find a way to make a living at it. You know, find a way to get paid for it. Well, the truth is there's many things I love to do. And I've followed my passions in life much more than I've followed some sort of strategic plan for my career. I wouldn't know what that looks like. I just know it's important in life to do what you love. Because where your passion is where your joy will be. And where your true joy is where your honest, authentic success will be. It may not show up in a bank account right away, but it will show up in your mental health. It will show up in the joy you have about getting up in the morning and not being able to wait to get to what you love to do.
Well, your father was obviously important to you, but he passed away,
in 2002, after a 7-year terrible disease called Lewy body.
Dementia.
Yeah.
Was his illness one of the reasons you decided to leave Live with Regis and Kathy Lee?
There were 3 major reasons. The one that was probably obvious was that my children were reaching an age where they needed more privacy. There's a very big difference in life between the spotlight that you're naturally under if you're in the entertainment world and the microscope, which burns everything that's in its sight. And we were in a tabloid world then that I wouldn't recommend for anybody.
You were on page six more than you would have liked.
Page six wasn't the problem. It's the rags, the tabloids that have these horrendous headlines, and then you get to the actual story, and there's no story, but the headlines have done their damage. So they were a huge part of it. I just started writing, which meant writing professionally, which meant enormously to me in terms of my creative satisfaction in life. And then there was the private reason, which was my daddy only had a year to live. And I wanted him to be able to die with the same dignity with which he'd lived his life.
What is Lewy body dementia? Never heard of it.
It is something that's often misdiagnosed because it so much mirrors Alzheimer's. So often it's misdiagnosed. People think that they have it. The bad news about Alzheimer's is it's the long goodbye that can go on for years and years and years. I think the almost worst truth about Lewy body dementia is that it has a specific time frame to it, but from the first onslaught of your symptoms, it's 7 years until you die, and the brain's a perfectly healthy brain stops sending the signals it needs to perfectly healthy parts of your body, and it shuts down a beautifully healthy liver, shuts down everything but the heart, Leonard, which I never knew at the time has a mind of its own.
This is a genetic illness like Alzheimer's?
No, it is not, and they don't know what causes it. My daddy years ago, my own theory, and it's completely unscientific. It's just, you'd have to know how brilliant my father was for it to be bizarre that he would get something like this where there's no family history of it. He was at the Bikini Atoll testings as a young 19-year-old sailor in the South Pacific. And he was just a few miles away from the very first nuclear blast. And they have discovered that a tremendous amount of young sailors and young men who were exposed to that have had all kinds of problems as a result. Nobody can isolate it officially yet, but there's enough data to say, you know what, something happened there.
Well, nobody suspected that it could have that kind of effect. But now we understand radiation travels pretty far.
And pretty deep.
Terrible damage.
Yes.
My guest is Kathy Lee Gifford. Her latest book, her eighth.
Is it really?
Yeah, wow.
I lose track, Leonard.
Just when I thought I'd drop my last egg, Life and Other Calamities, published by Ballantine Books. That title has nothing to do with a cooking accident, does it?
So you're a comedian too, but I'm bumped. You know what? You're not exactly my target audience, Leonard, although I thank you for having me on today.
We do have listeners of all ages and all sexes.
I love how tolerant you are. I truly do. It's hard to find that in the world today. It's basically a comment about our culture, the one we live in, which is pretty cruel to women in general, and especially cruel to women of a certain age. And I've discovered in life that our culture basically says after a woman's reproductive cycle is no longer useful to her, that they sort of, you know, wipe their hands of you and say, you who are ovulating, please step forward. You who are young, you who are firm, you who are beautiful, we want you. And so what is a woman supposed to do at this point in her life when she can no longer have physical babies? I believe could be and should be one of the greatest creative, fertile times in a woman's life because she
writes books.
Or she discovers what she left in her closet years ago. We keep talking so much in our culture about coming out of the closet. I'm fascinated by what we've left in our closet and forgotten. You know, my earliest dreams were putting on shows and doing theater, and now 40-some years later, that's what I'm doing.
I'm afraid to go into the closet because I know I'm going to have to fill up bags with stuff and then go to Goodwill. I don't have the time right now.
You know what? I was just thinking about George Carlin as you said that. I used to open for George Carlin on the road, one of the sweetest, smartest, most adorable men I've ever known in my life. Have you ever seen his thing on stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It is so incredibly brilliant. But there is some stuff in our life that was there innately from our creation. As we were woven in our mother's womb, I believe there was something that we were supposed to do that would bring us great joy and make the world a better place. And we get off track somehow. Life just takes us down different paths, and we forget what used to make us so happy when we were kids. you know, what your mother couldn't pull you away from. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, you were talking about menopause, and menopause is a major moment in women's lives.
If only it lasted a moment.
Oh, yes. Well, is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's warm. I got it. It's a little warm.
But it also has led, and I can tell you just because of some of the guests who've been on, to a fair number of people having plastic surgery.
Yes.
And that famous question, has she had any work done?
Yeah.
You say that you're all for plastic surgery in theory.
Yes. I'm all for something that every time you pass a mirror bugs you. You know what? Go fix it. Go do it. And then forget about yourself. I think the biggest problems we have in our world today is that we are so incredibly self-centered. If all we're thinking about is our nose because we think it's too big, go fix your stinking nose and start thinking about other things. We become incredibly, and I think, you know, pathetically self-absorbed. And so I talk about in the book how I took a good look at the age of 54 at my face, which everybody agreed could use a little work, and my feet, which had been in show business for 40 years, two shows a night in 4-inch heels on a raked, angled stage. And there was no contest. My feet, believe it or not, Leonard, needed it more than my face did. That doesn't mean I won't do my face next month. I might. But at the time, I was tired of my feet deciding where I was going to go, what I was going to do, and how long I'd be able to do it.
But right now, you're more likely to use Botox or Fraxel than have real surgery done.
Because so many people that go to the extreme in anything no longer resemble what they once were. I understand wanting to look fresh so that you feel fresh. The worst thing that can happen is you walk by, you're feeling great, you walk by a mirror, you don't like what you see, and then it affects the way you feel for the rest of the day. Nobody wants to be around anybody that is having a patty pity party. You know, let's just get ourselves off the throne of ego and fix it if you need to and be quiet about it.
How would you describe this book? Is it a memoir or just a collection of random stories and observations?
It's not a memoir, and I didn't want it to be.
Although you do cover things that the Walmart scandal, for example.
Right, I do. Some things that I felt needed a little more explanation. But it's not. No, it's far more humorous, I hope, than it is serious in nature. I don't know if you noticed, but it's not quite War and Peace. You know, it is meant to be an antidote in many ways to what's happening in the world and give you a giggle when you need to giggle and sort of find the absurdity in our everyday life and laugh at yourself so that when others are laughing with you, it isn't so painful.
It's about 290-something pages. I just thought it was the condensed version of War and Peace. You do deal with some big issues. For example, you mentioned that you've been tempted in the past to stray. But,
yeah.
You give a number of reasons why you won't.
Yes.
I thought that Frank Gifford was enough of a reason.
He is. He's the best reason not to. He is a wonderful man who at one point in his life did a stupid thing, but that does not define his life at all. I know the Frank Gifford I've lived with for 23 almost years, father of my children, and in life what you learn to do is get a perspective on things, and thank God we've been able to.
Now, what about those spoofs on Saturday Night Live?
Nobody believes it, but I've never seen them.
Really?
No. Frank and I are old, Leonard. We go
to
bed
YouTube
about 8 o'clock at night.
And type in Kristen Wiig, W-I-I-G.
You know, when they first did it, Kristen Wiig sent me the beautiful bouquet of flowers and said, Kathy Lee, I'm a big fan of yours. I hope you know it's done in fun. I'm a, you know, let's have lunch. I adore you. And then I saw it on Monday morning when we played a clip. You know, years ago, I was spoofed on Saturday Night Live by a different actress named Jan Hooks, you know, and so it's not my first time down the block with all this stuff. It's the first time for Hoda, which is kind of fun to see her reacting to. She's always been a very serious, very accomplished journalist. And all of a sudden, she walks by a construction site in New York and says, hey, yo, Hoda Woman! You know, it's a new world for her.
She's played by Michaela Watkins.
Yes.
We should also point out that Details magazine once called you the craziest and sexiest woman on TV.
And you know, sometimes I get it right. It's not
we won't,
often.
We won't talk about which you are more of. But we will mention that you'll be reading and signing books tonight at 7 o'clock at the Book Review in Huntington, New York.
Exactly.
For more information, all the details, go to our show page at WNYC.org. And Kathy Lee Gifford's book is called Just When I Thought I Dropped My Last Egg, Life and Other Calamities. It's published by Ballantine Books. Thank you so much for being
Leonard,
with us.
Leonard, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.